How's everyone doing today? What a great day to be in the house. Thank you, buddy. Man, 2 weeks off and it's good. It's good. I'm looking for 3 weeks off. It was awesome. Had a brand new baby, grandson. Fifth one, I'm in trouble. Is this on? Okay. And I'm Teresa and I are teaching kids at home. We're doomed. There's a thing called Zoom and Seesaw and Dojo and multiple other platforms, teacher emails, and really I hate it. It's not working out for me. Then we have the four-year-old. He's in pre-K. The teacher gets on there and talks for an hour straight to a four-year-old sitting on a sofa. It's like she's obviously in the wrong profession. Yeah. The other group, the fifth grader comes in and goes, Papa, how do I do these fractions? How do I multiply fractions? I said, well, it's a fraction. And, you know. I wasn't there for those 6 years in school. So it's been quite the challenge. It's great to be here today. This is the best day ever in the sense of the kingdom of God expands today. You know, when God created the earth, he designed it to be under the rulership of himself as the king. And so I'm going to talk about that in a moment, but I do want to take a moment to pray. We have a little boy that's in the hospital, that's on life support, basically a little infant, and David Rudd's grandson, and they're not given hope with this child pulling through. So can we take a moment and pray for him? And then we have another family that's in desperate need with car trouble, and I want to pray for them, and also I'd like to talk with any mechanics that would be willing to help, and we would provide the parts needed and maybe some money to help, but we want to pray for that family. They've been going through it for a long time and we want to support them. And I know a lot of other people got issues in here. Is anybody in here without an issue? Because we would want you to come up here to pray because obviously things are working well. But for the rest of us, we'll all pray. So, Father God, we just come before you right now. We lift up the baby, Lord. We ask that you would sovereignly move in that little infant's brain and the swelling and all the stuff that's going on in that baby. We ask for healing. We ask for your divine touch upon him, that you would restore him. Father, and I also pray, Lord God, that you have a will in this, so I know that you do. And I know that ultimately your will is good. So, Lord, we trust you in this situation, but, Lord, we pray for mom and dad and the gazillion feelings they're going through right now and their fears and all the other things, Lord. We pray that in the midst of this, your presence will be with them. And we do ask you, Lord, for healing. And, Father, we pray for our pastor friend family, Lord God, and ask that you would bless them. You would continue to restore and do something fresh in their lives. And so we thank you for that. Father, I also pray for everyone in here and everyone watching, Lord God, that you would minister to them where they need it. Those that are walking in fear, we pray that you would increase their faith. Those who are walking in confusion, God, we pray that you would bring clarity. Those who need material things, Lord God, jobs, whatever it is, Lord, we don't come to you as beggars. We come to you as citizens of the kingdom and as children of God's family. So we don't beg, we ask for provision. And you said you would provide. So, Lord, we ask you to fulfill your word for those that need those things. And, Father, I pray for those that are struggling with addiction issues, that you would give them deliverance from it. And then, God, I pray that you will teach them how to walk free. It's one thing to be get free. It's another thing to walk in freedom. So, Lord God, we thank you for that. Bless our time today and bless those who are being baptized. And we thank you in advance. And, Lord, we know that you put us in this generation. This isn't a mistake. You put us in this generation on purpose, for purpose. So, Lord, we embrace that. We do not shrink back. We move forward. Your kingdom advances forcefully. So we advance with it. And we thank you for that empowering by your Holy Spirit to do that. And we pray that our mouths will speak words that lift up and not destroy. Starting with our own words we speak to ourselves, the words we speak to those immediately around us, and then as it flows outwardly to those in our spheres of influence. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. I had a new experience this week. Yes, amen. I got called a Nazi. I've been called a lot of things, but never that. Is that a good thing? So, I don't know about you, but sometimes words, you know, people say words and you just got to shake them off, huh? But I'm not praying for them no more. Okay, let's get back so we can get into our worship. You know what? The kingdom of God today expands by about 33 people, I believe, are here to be baptized. Yes. And just like any government, the kingdom of God has citizenship. And so I want to share with you guys what it means to be a citizen today. But before you become a citizen, you have to be part of God's family. To be part of the kingdom of God requires birthrights. And that birthright is your entry through salvation, the forgiveness of sin, the embracing, the adopting of God, or the adopting of you and me into God's family, which makes us children of God. So, in Ephesians 1:5, it tells us this: God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So, long before you were born, God decided that he was going to adopt you into his family. And in John 1:12, we're told this: but to all who believed him and accepted him, accepted what Jesus did, it says, he gave the right to become children of God. You ask me what my core identity is, it's a child of God. I have lots of roles in life, but my identity is a child of God. If you belong to the family of God, your core identity is a child of God. Not what you tell yourself, not what you grew up in, not what other people said about you, not even by your behavior in the way you did life. Your identity is in being a child of God. And it tells us in Galatians 3:26 that we are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Doesn't matter your background, color, anything else. When you're in the family of God, you're in the family of God. Now, as a child of God, we also have rights and we also have responsibilities. Just like in any country in the world, when you become a citizen of that country, you embrace the responsibilities of that and you get all the rights of being in that country. It's universal. Same thing in the kingdom of God. In fact, Mary was told this in Luke 1 when she was the angel Gabriel told her, hey, you're going to have the king be born. He said, Gabriel says to her, you will conceive and give birth to a son and you will name him Jesus and he will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. He's our eldest brother in the kingdom. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, which David was a king. He will reign over Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end. That's an amazing thing. You belong to a kingdom that will never end. The king arrived, and the kingdom reign has begun. It starts with the individual. It will end up globally. But what God is doing in this time period is drawing individuals into the kingdom of God. Those he saw way before, he first draws them into his family, then he gives them their citizenship paper into the family of God. So that's what baptism is. Baptism is the document of your citizenship in the kingdom of God. It is the outward sign of what took place internally when you received Jesus. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit, guaranteeing you will get to the destination, the kingdom of God. And then when you are baptized, you are basically receiving your ID card into the kingdom of God. And you are letting everyone know, in the natural and in the supernatural, what form of government is your allegiance to. Now, we're in America, so we have an allegiance there too, but for eternity, we belong to the kingdom of God. For eternity, we won't belong to the United States of America or Ecuador or Peru or any other place I visited in my drug days. But nonetheless, we'll be in the kingdom of God forever. So, tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:20 that Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of the great harvest of all who have died. So we will leave this place, but we will always be part of the kingdom of God forever. And we will be resurrected in our bodies. We will be flesh again, even after we die, because ultimately God's plan is to have heaven unite with earth, and God will walk with us on this earth, and we will be supernaturally aware, and we will also be perfect in the natural under the kingship of Jesus. So, tells us that not only do we belong to this kingdom, it tells us in Hebrews 4 that we can come boldly into the throne of our gracious God. We can come into the throne room of God because we're part of his family. We can come sit on dad's lap. When my grandsons come, especially Aaron, he likes to sit on my desk in there. He can come boldly into that room. Sometimes I have to send him out because someone else is in there and we're talking about something. But he comes boldly in. Why? He knows me. Not many of you would come boldly into my office except for Jimmy. But he comes boldly because we have relationship. He is my family. We have that same thing. Listen to what it tells us in Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. We have access. That's one of the rights we have as a child of God. Now, as I share with you, the sign of our membership is baptism. In Romans 6:4, we're told this: for we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. We came, however we were, we go into the tank. It symbolizes a dying to this world, coming up a new creation, a new citizen. It says, we died and were buried with Christ in baptism. So we died with him just as he died, and we come up. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. So there is something that takes place in baptism that has spiritual power. So I talked to a few people that were getting baptized this week, and they were telling me how nervous they are because there's a battle inside, because the old man and sometimes the enemy, the demonic forces, the supernatural, don't want you to do that. They don't want you to live a new life. It's cool to profess Jesus. It's another thing to let everyone know this is where I stand. And what is so funny about us, how many of us weren't afraid to let people know where we stood before? Anyway, Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. And since we died with Christ, it tells us in verse 8, we know we will also live with him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and he will never die again. And death no longer has any power over him. So just as we die, once we die, death has no more power over us. We will live forever, and then we will get a body back. This means in 2 Corinthians 5:17 this. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. It doesn't mean we can't go back and relive parts of it. But that life that determined all of our actions is dead. We are born now into something new. And baptism symbolizes that. A new life has begun. How many know that when you get this new life, how many ever thought, man, when I get born, when I get Jesus, my life is just going to be one nice trajectory into greatness and holiness? No, here's how your life's going to go. It's going to go all over the place because there's a battle going on inside of us. But this is the thing. Jesus doesn't let you go. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The Holy Spirit has promised to take you and get you to heaven. You don't get saved and say, Jesus, take over my life. And then he says, thank you. And now you can run it. He knows how we run our lives. In Galatians 3:27, it says, all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. Just as we're a new creation, this clothes we wear, the way we do life is like putting on new clothes. I'm not wearing the same things. Doesn't mean we can't get them dirty. So not right now, when we do this today, these guys are getting their citizenship papers into the kingdom of God. And there's a lot of things that happen with that. You get a lot of rights. One of them is you get the right to put on the armor of God. You now become a warrior for the kingdom. Ephesians 6 tells us we get to put on this armor. Well, also told we have the right to be an ambassador for the kingdom. We now represent God's kingdom. No matter where we're at, whether we're living in Orange County, North Dakota, it doesn't matter. God's got a plan, and where you live is part of the plan. So that's part of the deal. You know what else we get to do? We get to store up treasures in that kingdom. Tells us in Matthew 6:20, store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust and people like Joe cannot destroy or steal them. And thieves do not break in and steal. What is the money that we save in heaven? It's the good works we do. It's not about salvation. Salvation is a done deal through Jesus. So when we live and we do things that bless people and honor ourselves and we do esteemable things, you got low self-esteem? Let me tell you something. Do esteemable things and notice how your self-esteem will rise. Those things are counted as money in the kingdom of God. And we get to store that where nobody can steal it. And you know what? The pile never gets less in heaven. You don't run out. And that'll be used in the new earth, however God desires all that to happen. This is a big deal for us, gang. You know, we get all caught up in all the things around here and things that have happened in our past and yada, yada, yada. And those things need to be dealt with. But man, we need to have a purpose. And purpose is always forward or hope thinking. It's towards where I want to go. If I don't know where I want to go, anywhere I go is good enough. But if I know where I'm going to go, and that's the direction I want to go, going this way is no longer that attractive to me. Because it's not where I want to go. So these guys today are making a big decision in front of us. And if you guys haven't been baptized, you need to come tell us and you need to make that stand if you've received Jesus. Because that is a big deal. And so I hope I brought in the picture a little bit for you and got you excited about your position. If you belong to the Lord and you've been baptized, and even now if your walk in all that is kind of shaky, that's a time to settle down and say, God, help me to walk different. Help me to walk. And he will. And it also symbolizes, baptism tells us what community we belong to. Get into a church. If this isn't your church, then you're making a big mistake right now. So you need to pray about that and get that right. No, but get into a place where you can be part of the community so you can grow. Why? Because there's older kids in the Lord, and they can help the younger kids, just like in a family. There are older kids that understand what it's like to maneuver in the kingdom of God and how we advance and how what's the process like. That's an important thing. And there'll be always younger people than you, just like in a family. The older help the younger in a healthy family. And so there are parents in the kingdom of God. And there's all these dynamics. So that's an important part about being in a community. All right, so we're going to get started now. If you're going to get baptized, come on up here. A couple people will share. Everybody will share their name. But we don't really have time for everybody to share their story. And you know what? This is a big deal. This is a big deal. So let's give them a hand because they got to be brave. And there might be somebody out there saying, wow, I need to get baptized. You can do it today. Yeah, but I don't have my best outfit on. That's okay. We're cool. We don't judge you. I'm not ready. Come on up. We'll baptize you too. God's kingdom is made up of all kinds of different kids. How many are in the kingdom of God? How many? That's a good thing. How are you representing the kingdom of God? How's that going with you? We doing it well? All right. Here's a tough question for you. How many people are working here? How many people at your work know that you're in the kingdom of God? All right.
Yes.
Yeah. How many of your friends at work don't know? I know. Who's going to raise their... Oh. This is a trick question. Well, praise God. I love you guys. Who wants to be first? Come on, Chris. Where are we? Do we have a mic for... Oh, yeah.
Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Who's for... Oh, by the way, we did chlorinate this. The first couple people... We have probably a little skin burn, but after that, it should be smooth. What do we do with this? Okay. All right.
Yep.
We good now? Oh, there you go. Pros, I love them. First one, Frank, is that you? All right.
Frank.
Now this guy's a miracle. Step on up, brother. We're going to face them. Step on in. Okay. Turn around. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Frank Waldrop. I was baptized in 79, but actually I never followed Christ from that point. And I ran and gunned for many years after that until 1991. When I was so beaten down, I remember looking up and asking God to help me. I said, God, I said, just help me. If you give me a break, I'll take it. I just need it. I'd been running and gunning for many years. And the next morning, he sent me an angel in the form of an 18-year-old beautiful girl, and that was my daughter.
Amen.
And at that point, she didn't know where I was, what I was doing, I didn't know where she lived, any part, because I was that lost. And she took me in, We called a place. I went into a place called the Rock Center. As a result of that, asking God and this program of Alcoholics Anonymous, I've been clean and sober since 11/23/92. And for that, I'm very grateful. And just recently, I had a stroke a year ago. And how I know that God's work is working with me is that He brought me back completely. A little memory lost, but He gave me back my fingers and toes and all my identities. And I'm forever grateful.
Amen.
And I have a couple of friends that brought me to this church. Maggie and Joe, Chris, you kept me here. Praise For that, God. I'm very grateful.
Praise God. Thank you. All right. Let's get up a little bit in the front so we can...
Go ahead and sit down.
Sit down?
Yeah, because that's a long drop. Well, hang on, brother. All right, since you believe Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior...
Absolutely.
You want to plug your nose?
Then we are baptizing you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Melly's going to share for a second, too. A lot of people just share their names, but we have a few people that are going to share a little bit. Chris, you got that mic?
Yeah, sorry.
Hi, y'all. My name is Melanie. So at a late age of 35 in life, I discovered alcohol, and my life got really, really dark and horrifying really fast. What I've discovered since then is that I was spiritually and mentally broken long before I ever picked up that drink. And one of the most horrifying times in my journey, my daddy said to me, Melanie, you better find God or you're going to die. And at that point, really and truly, the only time I talked to God was to ask Him, why am I still alive? Like, how much more do I have to do for you to just put me out of my misery? And that piece of advice from my dad planted the seed just enough for me to be able to walk into these doors here at his place one day. I was in a treatment center, and the beautiful woman that brought me here, amazingly, is here today. I haven't seen her in a very long time, and she brought me here that day. And when I walked in those doors, for the first time in my life, I actually felt God's presence in my heart. Not around me, not in others, but in my heart. And since that day, I have been blessed with a core foundation of beautifully spiritual people that walk with me every single day, and they guide me, and I roam, and I don't want to die anymore, and nothing's worse. You know, this woman I've always heard her say, nothing's worse than being spiritually dead, and spiritually dead is not the place that I want to be. And with my growth and with my journey and with allowing God into my heart and my mind and asking Him every day to walk with me and guide me, my life is, I'm blessed.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Go ahead and sit down. All right. So because of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we now baptize you in obedience to what Jesus said in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Come alive in the river. We come alive in the river.
At least your name.
I'm Debbie Juarez, and I'm really proud to be a part of this His Place Church. I love every single one of you. Thank you for making me part of your family.
Amen. We love you.
We All right. Go ahead and sit down.
Refreshing.
Because of your faith in Lord Jesus Christ, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We come to
share a little bit of your story. This is, well, you guys share.
My name is Celeste Robertson, and I'm very nervous right now. And it's probably the demons fighting. And I lost my son when he was 17 years old, and I turned my back on God, and I blamed him. And since then, I've always believed in Jesus, and I've always wanted to do this. And it just came over me, and I actually, Frank came, decided to do it, and something came over me yesterday all over my body, and I just knew this was the right time.
Wow.
To do this, and I'm just happy to be here, and thank you very much.
Okay. Amen. And this is her dad.
2 years ago, I didn't even know Celeste, and she got on Ancestry.com about 2 weeks before me, and then I found out I had a daughter. There she is. Love her very much.
So he's going to help us baptize his own daughter. Go ahead and sit down. What an incredible God. Yeah, no, we'll do it. Go ahead, Dad.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Name, young man.
My name is Kevin Sober. Yeah, that's all I got for now.
You're gonna wear your glasses too?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't know Kevin except for about 2 years ago. This was one of my daughter's best friends, and I've learned to know him, to love him as a brother. That's a daddy. There you go.
Go ahead, give it to Chris. All right, brother. All right, Daddy.
My life, I was going to die. That's what I thought my destiny was. And I started coming to his place, and I rebuilt my relationship with my family and many other things, and I'm somebody I never thought that I would ever be.
Wow.
And I just know that it's time for me to do this.
Amen.
All right.
It's beautiful, sister.
Go ahead and sit down. You want to? Let's let her mom come up. Okay. All right. So because of your profession of faith, you can baptize now in the name of the Father. Go ahead. Tell them.
Cheryl McGuire, and I just want to thank you very much for letting me be part of this church.
Amen. Thanks for being here.
Yes. Go ahead and have a seat. All right. Because of your profession in Jesus Christ, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Welcome to the family.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to the kingdom.
I've struggled with my relationship with God for a long time, and I found Him recently, and I've started coming here, and I just absolutely love it here. I love the people. I'm really excited about this.
Amen. Yeah. Awesome.
Church, you want to say?
Sure.
Go ahead and sit down.
Because of your faith and your profession of Jesus Christ being your Lord and Savior, we now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Break open prison doors. Set all the captives free. Spring up a well. Spring up a well. Spring up a well in me.
Good morning. My name is Luis Velasquez. Today I repent for my sins. I declare Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I wash away my old life and rise with the new. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, go ahead, have a seat, brother. Well, because of what you just said, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, and God also healed him of a serious heart condition. His heart's completely normal. So we are so blessed. All right, brother.
Because of your faith in Jesus Christ, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah!
Let's go, bud.
Hi, America.
Oh, okay, cool.
I've known Erica since she was a little kid, and she's always been very fearful to be out in public and to do this, but today is her day.
Amen.
All right, so because of your faith in Lord Jesus Christ, we now baptize
Father,
you in the name of the Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
Your mom to do it too. Okay.
getting baptized and I'm really excited.
Amen. Yeah, well.
All right. Sit down, brother.
Isaiah.
What a great name. I pray that God will bless you and you will live up to the namesake that God gave you. So, Lord, because of his belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, we've now baptized him.
Father,
and I'm very excited to get baptized.
All right.
Okay, darling. All right. Is this good?
Yes. All right.
Lord, I just baptize my sister in the name of the Father,
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. That freedom will be yours forever.
Amen.
All right, Lord, we just baptize liberty in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah!
We come alive in the river. We come alive in the river. We come alive in the river.
Absolutely.
I just want to say this is my grandson, and I'm really proud of him. But I also wanted to tell you that in 1913, my grandmother was 13 years old and she saw Jesus at the well, getting water at the well. She knew nothing about the Lord, gave her heart to the Lord, and lived the rest of her life for Jesus until she died in 1980. And she told us our whole lives, whether we were with the Lord or not with the Lord, she will see every single grandchild, great-grandchild, great-great-grandchild in heaven. And this is a product of her prayers.
Amen.
And I just thank Jesus for it.
Hallelujah. That's right. Prophecy.
So, Noah, you're familiar with water. I just pray now, and I ask that Lord, Lord Jesus, bless you all the days of your life.
Forward in my beliefs.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I just want to share something. You know, statistically, people over... Are you over 50? Okay. People over 50 have the lowest percentage of ever coming to the Lord. But you know what? We're blessed in this church that we get to see lots of people over 50. Because we have a God that's a miracle-working God, and Craig is a miracle. All right, so because of your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, we baptize you in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hail the captain's dream. Spring up a well. Spring up a well. Spring up a well in me. We're coming up in the river.
Hang on.
I'm Jonah. This is the first time I've been baptized, and praise the Lord.
Well, that's not much of his story, but I'll tell you one thing. When he first came here a few years ago, he didn't believe. He had all kinds of things going on in his life. He wouldn't even look you in the eye. And God has done amazing things in this young man's life. So we look forward to seeing what he's going to continue to do.
Well, one more thing.
All right,
thank you, Jesus.
My name is Tiffany. The last time I was baptized was 7 years ago. It was with my ex-husband, and a little bit later he admitted that he was a Satanist. I escaped, and the last 5 years I've been doing really well walking with the Lord. And he's been telling me the last couple of years, you need to get baptized again because that was an unholy union. So here we are.
Right.
Praise God. Go ahead and sit down. Go ahead, Chris.
Brothers, in your faith in Jesus Christ, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
It's free. Spring up the well. Spring up the well. Spring up the well in me. Nothing can stop this joy. We're dancing in the streets. Spring up the well. Spring up the well. Spring up the well in me.
Everybody, my name is Richard Mayfield. This is the first time I'm being baptized. I was a non-believer for a lot of my life, a heavy drug addict. I got a story to match just like everybody else's here. About a year and a half ago, I asked God for help. And on a sheer God shot, I got sent here on a one-way ticket with nothing. And I got clean. And I have a new life today. And this is my journey towards it.
All right. And he's a long-time His Placer of about 7 days now?
7 days.
All right. Go ahead and have a seat, brother. All right, because of your profession of faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father. And
we have a love in the river. We have a love in the river.
Okay.
We cry here. Baptized when I'm ready to be
blessed. Amen. All right, go ahead and have a seat. All right, Shelly, because of your profession of faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Bring up the well. We come alive in the river. We come alive in the river. We come.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
And, I used to be a card-carrying member of the Satanic Temple. Even my life and refused to give up on me, and kind of threw my life.
That's beautiful.
I love that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Snatched from the kingdom of darkness.
Yep.
You're perfect. Hey, you're perfect for this church, by the way.
So because of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we now baptize you
in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We have a love in the river. We have a love in the river. We have a love in the river.
Hi guys, I'm Kelly and I'm ready to do this today.
And we're ready to do it with you.
Yes, we are.
Go ahead and have a seat. Okay, we're going to bend you backwards. Okay, so because of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we now baptize you.
Father,
in the name,
Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Spring of the well. Spring of the well. Spring of the well.
We come alive in the river. We come alive in the river.
Awesome. Good job.
I don't have a change of clothes, but hey. Danielle, I've been coming here for a while, and I don't have a change of clothes today, but I just felt convicted, so I'm going to get baptized.
All right, woo! Have a seat.
It's totally fine.
All right. Because of your long-term profession of faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tell us your name. Can we look at you? Pull your hair back. We're good. We're good. It's all right. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
First, I want to say that my name is Susie.
Okay.
And I am not good. Loving one another is something I cannot do. At least for now.
Okay. You know God loves you, though.
Yeah.
You believe in Jesus.
I do.
Okay.
And, go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
If God allows it, I would like to be baptized today, because I believe in Jesus.
Okay. And we're going to do that. Okay. So go ahead and have a seat. Hey, my friend, God's going to do a lot of cool things in your life, okay? Things you're not going to understand right now, okay? But you be brave, okay? All right. Because of what you just said, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We got beans and rice and tacos or something. So please stay, fellowship, grab some food, and the kingdom of God just expanded. Isn't that an awesome thing? God bless you guys. Have a great day. Hi, honey.